Welcome to Daily Diaries Entry 2. Okay, so this is my fourth time pressing record because I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to come across with this conversation of the conversation that I had with two different people about the same topic, which was funny that this happened in the last 24 hours. So basically, anyway, the topic of conversation that I had with two different people in the last 24 hours was, it is okay that, let's just say we're talking about a romantic relationship here. It's okay that if your partner isn't into what you're into, it's okay to have different groups to tap into to get your cup filled elsewhere. Example, before in the past, and the reason this came up in conversation was yesterday I was talking to Barbara, she's after coming off of coaching, coach the coach program or whatever. And we were on about like relationships and how some people expect their boyfriend or their husband or their partner to be everything to them. And it causes arguments and causes rows and it causes friction. And I can totally relate to that. As in the past, I would have expected my then partner to like everything and to come with me and experience things with me because I wanted to experience certain life things with them, as in picnic at the sunrise on the beach or sea dips and stuff like that, or hikes and like skiing and all that. But that part, my partner at the time was allergic to all those stuff. And I'd be like, why just won't you come with me? They're like, I don't want to come with you. I don't like them. And that would have caused rows, arguments and friction at the time. Because I thought I had to do things with them as a partner. And but now with all my learnings and lessons and all that kind of jazz and being on my own for so long, I realised that, and this is the conversation that I had with Barbara yesterday, was it's too much pressure to put on a partner to think that they can be everything to you. They can't be everything to you. I'm 42 years of age. It's like, I realise that now anyway. A partner cannot be everything to you. They just can't. They just can't. And to expect a partner to be everything to you is kind of a little bit selfish. And vice versa. If you're with somebody and they're constantly asking you to do stuff with them and you're saying no with that partner, but your partner goes off, finds groups to fill up their cup in that certain scenario, like sea dips, hiking, skiing, mountain biking, cycling or whatever, and they're gone off enjoying themselves and they come back really happy from getting their cup filled up, but you're triggered because you didn't particularly go off with them to make them happy in that scenario, and you're angry with them and you don't want them to go again, well then that's wrong of you as well. You can't do that. And that's the conversation that we had, myself and Barbara, as in the healing process. And I suppose the partnership comes in knowing what you fill up, how you fill up your partner's cup, and how you actually don't want to fill up your partner's cup in certain situations. But you can't control the fact that you have to keep them within your sphere and in your atmosphere and keep them unhappy, knowing that you're not able to fill up their cup in that certain situation because you don't want, you're allergic to it. But it's very selfish of you to keep that partner trapped and not let them go and be happy filling up their cup with certain groups. That's an issue with you then, because you're insecure in the relationship, to think that, okay, if they go off there, they might meet somebody else that might make them happier than me. When a matter of fact, you would make your partner so happy if you actually had the conversation and go, listen, I'm just not into the cycling, but look, why don't you join the local group? And then be happy when your partner comes back, when they do join the local cycle group and they're gone all day cycling. Be happy to sit there and listen to their happy story of how they got the cup filled up. That's the winning ground and the partnership that we're all should be striving to have. And to be honest, that comes with time, that comes with learning, and that comes with practice, if you ask me. Being through a few relationships and being 41 and being single and having all my certain groups, I have my groups for my travel, I have my groups for my sea dips, I have my walking groups. I love my own time as well, to be honest. Like, I love my own time now, and that came with being on my own. No, that only came from being on my own and being with groups that I actually like my downtime as well. And there's certain times where I say no to people because I actually just want to be by myself. But like, I have groups for everything now that I tap into. And they're groups that I, like when their romantic partner comes along, they're groups that I won't give up. But I won't expect my romantic partner to be involved in those groups now if they don't want to. And that's okay too. And that actually took a while and a few years to get to this point, and talking to people, listening to podcasts, like having conversations like that with Barbara back and over, to get to that point of being okay with a partner coming along and just not being into the things that I'm into. That if we get on and we're happy with each other and we're happy with each other's company while we're with each other, but it's okay for each other to have different hobbies and different interests, and it's okay to let that other person have their hobbies and interests without having a jealous side or a insecure side that they're going to be with somebody else within that group. Does that make sense? That's my daily diary. So there's two situations here. You're either in a relationship at the moment and you're jealous of your partner going off filling up their cup with their hobbies with other groups. Now, bear in mind, guys, that jealousy, if they're coming home and you're accusing them of being with somebody else within that group and they're genuinely not, you might risk, if you're constantly at them and at them and at them and at them, why would they want to come home to you to tell you about the amazing time that they had off golfing or with the horses or in Cheltenham or sea dipping? Why would they come home and tell you a great time that they had? They won't after a while. They'll stop telling you the great time that they had because of fear of you being jealous that they might be off with somebody else in the group. And this happened to me in a previous relationship where years and years and years ago with my ex-husband, where I was that person. And the fear was that they're going to do it and they're going to go off and because it was insecurity in me. But sure, they did it anyway. They were getting accused of it, so why not do it anyway? And they did, because they were getting accused of it anyway by me. So like, if they're getting accused, like, and their opportunity comes up, sure, of course they're going to take it because they're getting accused of it anyway. Does that make sense? So I actually think it comes back down to communication and you being secure in yourself of what you love doing, finding groups that fill up your cup, being okay with being with those groups, but communicating that with your partners. Go, okay, I actually love this. Like, you're more than welcome to come with me, but if you're allergic, that's okay. But I'm going because I love the vibe. Like, I love that these people fill up my cup from an energy point of view, not from a sexual point of view, from an energy point of view. Not from a romantic point of view, from an energy point of view. And having that conversation with your partner. And if they're not able to take it, well, then that's them being triggered. So they need to be able to kind of sort out their side. And that's something that they have need to take responsibility for, is what I'm trying to say. Or the same scenario is if you're single and you meet somebody and you really click, but you put too much expectation on them to be everything to you, to be everything to you, to be the daddy to you, to be the mommy to you, to be the cook to you, to be the cleaner to you, to be the social cup for you, to be the counselor for you. That's too much expectation to put on somebody. Like, seriously, it's far too much expectations to put on somebody, because they have their own stuff to be dealing with and they have their own life to be dealing with. And what I would say is, think about it, because I thought about it and I could see that trait in me in past relationships that I was like, ooh, I can't bring that trait into another relationship because that's not fair on the person. But think about it. And if you could see yourself having that trait that you put that expectation on a ex-boyfriend before, recognizing yourself, and maybe if you're recognizing yourself, that's key, because then when you do meet somebody, hopefully you will be able to stop that cycle and you can let that person be who they want to be, but still enjoy their company while you're with them from the romantic point of view, the sexual point of view or whatever, and know that they cannot always be everything to you and you cannot expect them to be everything to you. Now, that's my daily diary, lads. There might be a little kind of lessons in there, learnings in there, ha-ha moments in there. I'm not going to sit here and go, I'm Mrs. Perfect, because I'm not. I'm learning every day. And like when that person comes along, I will have that at the forefront of my mind of going, they can't be everything to me. And I still need to keep my social cup and my people, my other people around me, because they fill up my cup in other ways. And I won't be ditching those other people around me, my friends and the groups that I've built up around me, just because this other person came along, because that other person can't be all of these people to me, if that makes sense. And they shouldn't have to be all of these other people to me, because that's not fair. And it's good to have groups. It's good to have different energies you tap in and out of to fill up your cup. It's healthy. I actually think that's healthy to have loads of different groups that you can tap in and out of during the space of a week or 4 weeks or 6 weeks. It's good. It's healthy. Anyway, that's it, guys. #DailyDiaries. Entry 2. Done and dusted.